What up, everybody? I'm going to initiate a call to action for everyone to donate $1.99 so that you can access the back catalog of the podcast, as well as to help your podcast grow. I'm trying to grow the podcast, and I want to do that with you guys and make it better and brighter and bring you more information. So if you want to access the back catalog and help support me as an artist, I appreciate you. And please donate at anchor.fm underneath Lockdown Universe. Thanks so much and enjoy the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing well and taking care of yourselves. So today, we're going to talk a little bit about Zero Point Energy and Emery's advanced insight into this amazing technology that could basically cure the world of many, many issues, including water, the lack of water, lack of energy to so many impoverished areas, the power costs for so many people who are on the poverty line and people across America and across the world. So let me get into it. So Emery, you know, Smith, who has been doing a cosmic disclosure on Gaia, has been talking about multiple different projects he's been a part of. And one of the projects he talked about was Zero Point Energy and the fact that the government has had this since the 1960s. He stated that this is old technology, which is really fascinating because if you think about the 1960s, you think about what? You know, you think about like airplanes, you know, really starting to take control in the 50s and 60s and becoming widespread, more accessible. You think about, you know, maybe like Jimi Hendrix coming out and the Beatles coming out. And you know, just, you know, it was such a fine and fantastic and you know, simpler time. But yet, apparently, there was a lot of secrecy going on. And there was Zero Point Energy that had already been created. And you think about all these individuals that had worked for the government. Von Braun, you've got, you know, the creator of the atomic bomb. You've got, you know, so many inventions that had come out, you know, before and after, right around that time period. But Emery talks about the fact that this Zero Point Energy, he's actually worked on it himself and actually started to create his own product as well. And the government came out after him for that. You know, in last episode, we talked about the fact that he was creating a replica product of the healing device that he worked on within these Black Ops projects. Now, keep in mind that these items and products are parts of corporations that are working in these deep underground military bases that have control and are paying for and leasing these areas underground. So it's not just the military. The military is there for security, and they're there for national security, for weaponry, but they're also there to secure the corporation's interests. And there's the military-industrial complex that Dwight Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, warned us about. So, you know, if you don't listen to, you know, Eisenhower, I believe he was a general. If you don't listen to a general, you know, you might want to rethink your theories. So, again, Emery talked about having this technology. He started working on it, and the government basically said, you got to stop, you know, we're coming. They basically showed up to his house with weapons and covered in black camo, no military insignias, which is against the Geneva Convention, and threatened him with weapons, guns pointed at him, you know, and he stated he was kidnapped. He was beaten. You know, he had multiple things happen to him during this time period. So basically, he gave it up. The only reason he's even talking about alien stuff is because it's been at more than 20 years and he's been past his non-disclosure agreement. But the real fact is that this technology, Zero Point Energy, when you think about Zero Point Energy, it's taking and creating energy from the energy field that's everywhere, the universal energy that's around us, and creating tons of energy, enough energy to create a city in just one small box. You would only need one of these small boxes that the government has, that Emory talks about, to power an entire city. I mean, think about how much power that is. And what's really fascinating is this Department of Energy has always been at the center of UFO technology. They are at every crash site. Their vehicles are marked with Department of Energy or marked with DOE, Department of Energy. The individuals that go to these crash sites, they're marked with DOE, Department of Energy. Or you have the black camo guys, right, with no insignias, violating the Geneva Convention. So these Department of Energy really has a stranglehold on information, on UFO crashes, on energy itself, and zero-point energy that could save the world. So when you think about, you know, what is our government really doing for us and our tax dollars really doing, you know, maybe they think that they're saving us from, you know, utter destruction if we just had unlimited energy. I'm not sure what their brains are really thinking, but they must have a reason for why they're doing it. When you think about, you know, if let's put ourselves in the government situation for 1 second or seat for 1 second. Let's say your scientists come up to you and say, we have zero point energy. We've created it. We can power the entire country. Let's just keep it at the country, not the world. Let's just keep it at the country. We could power the entire country for free because we have this technology. What should we do? And you're the government. You're thinking, okay, well, that would be nice. Let's give them all free energy. But what if you give, what is energy? Energy is power, right? And it's not just the mental thought of power. It's actual physical power. So let's say you give somebody so much power that they can create something that's truly dangerous, right? That could get into the wrong hands. That could be dangerous. That could be dangerous even in someone's well-intentioned hands. Let's say they're trying to create something even better than zero-point energy, like a flying car or, you know, some other type of great invention. Well, what if that blows up and creates like a nuclear reaction? You know, that could be a problem if they have unlimited energy. Now, think about where we're at right now. We have these boxes on our house that create energy for our homes, in most homes. You know, some do have propane still and get heat that way, and they get energy in other ways. But for the vast majority of us, we have these boxes from our major energy producing companies, and they give us energy, and they monitor how much energy we use. So the government, the local governments, can always see how much energy is being put out and whether or not, you know, there's something that they might need to investigate. If there's a shnike ton of energy going to one home or one area, you bet your bottom dollar they're going to go and investigate that. But if they give everybody a box and say, hey, guess what? You have unlimited energy now. Here you go. Well, you know, there's no monitoring of that. There's no way that they can say, okay, well, what's going on over here until it's too late and there's an explosion. Now, you could say that they could use this box and put a box on everybody's house and monitor how much energy they're using and so on and so forth. But then you get into, you know, the rights and freedoms of America, at least, where people are going to say, well, I have the right to use this and you can't tell me what to do, even though, you know, it might be in the best interest of the community, right? To keep everybody safe. So you have this perplexing paradox of wanting to give free energy to everyone and keeping everyone under control so that they don't blow themselves up and we don't have, you know, a local damaging issue, a statewide damaging issue, a countrywide damaging issue, or a international incident, right? So we have lots of things to consider when it comes to energy. And so that's why, you know, when we talk about the Department of Energy and their interest in UFOs, in crashes, in power, you know, it's all about power and control throughout the entire world, you know, and keeping everybody behaving correctly. Because let's think about this, you know, humans can't always behave correctly. even if given free things. You know, when you look at some of the communistic countries that have existed, most of them have deteriorated. We have Cuba, which is a great country, but many people who have gone down there, if you go on YouTube and or if you go on, you know, a lot of these historical, you know, there's still a lot of poverty there, and there's still a lot of poverty. They can't even fill their stores with the items that they need because of the way that the government is controlling it. So even though, you know, communism in a lot of people's minds seems like a good idea, and free energy, or at least, you know, free or subsidized energy and free subsidized housing seems good, there's still an issue with them, you know, the way that these countries are run that don't give them what they need. So that's a big concern. If there was a better way to do it, hey, I'm all for it. But until we can figure out how to live as humans together, you know, in a utopia, we just can't figure it out. Until we can figure it out, we're gonna have to live the way we are until we bring our spirituality up, you know, and stop having wars and stop having, you know, altercations. So, I mean, there's lots of things to consider when it comes to the government's reliance or willingness to be reliant on universal energy and giving it to everyone. It almost seems like the Department of Energy is really in control of the government at some points. I mean, think about this for a moment. Corporations control energy, right? You have Nicor, you have Amcor, you have Exxon, you have Commonwealth Ed, you have gas companies, you have all these different companies that control power. You know, BP, what is it? British Petroleum. You have all these different companies that are huge. They have the power. And they are working on some of these 0-point energy boxes, yet they're still working with crude oil and they're working with fossil fuels. So we have a dilemma here. We have those who already had the power of energy working on the future of our free energy in control of it financially. Do you think that stuff is ever really going to come out anytime soon? It doesn't seem like that would be a logical case if you were a business person. So it's something to think about as we move forward. So Emery talks about the fact that we have this technology. There have been dozens of scientists that have created 0-point energy, and they've been eliminated by the government. Okay? And I shouldn't maybe even say the government. It might be these corporations that have their personal security teams and their personal black ops teams, like what is it, BlackRock or Blackstone or whatever the heck it is. You know, those private military industrial military companies that you can hire, that the government's hired to go and take out who they want to take out, so they can't trace it back to the government. You know, even though we have the brightest minds working on some of this stuff, even in their garage, they still get tracked down. And how do they get tracked down? The government must have a way, or these corporations must have a way to track energy production, maybe with some energy signatures. You know, just watch an episode of The Flash. They're tracking energy signatures all over the place with their satellites on that show. And you know what happens in television shows a lot of times is just a replica of what's going on in the real world. So interesting stuff to think about. What would you do if you had unlimited power? Would you just, you know, be happy that you had unlimited power? Would you try to create something if you had unlimited power? And I'm talking about energy here. I'm talking about like your electricity. I'm not talking about like superpowers here. You know, electricity and gas, the things that power your house. Would you know, abuse it somehow? If so, you know, I don't even know how you'd really abuse it, other than the fact that you might be trying to create something and have too high of access of power. But even still, they could throttle the power, couldn't they? It's just something to think about. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I hope you will enjoy the continued information that these whistleblowers are coming out with. It's going to be fascinating. There's really, really interesting stuff coming out that I'll be putting out in the next few days. Maybe not even that far out. I'll be putting them out today, tomorrow, and the next day. So I'll be putting out a lot of podcasts. So hopefully you're enjoying them. Please contribute, subscribe. I'm going to be doing some new podcasts that'll be, specifically for subscribing members. I appreciate the few subscribing members that we do have. You guys definitely deserve something. So I'm be looking into sending out maybe some swag your way. And I know who you are, so don't worry. You don't have to tell me. I got the info. So I appreciate you guys, and appreciate all the support from everyone. So we'll be looking at some new models in the future to try to increase some subscribership, as well as more information, and some special things for those who subscribe. So hopefully you guys are taking care of your physical, spiritual, emotional health, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, and as always, continue to question the universe around you. Till next time, guys, take care. Lockdown Universe out.